Maintenance programs. Recently I read an article explaining a thing called predictive maintenance. It provoked some thinking to say the least. Maintenance on capital equipment has long been an issue with me. Whenever I purchased a car, I always bought, or it was included in the purchase price, a maintenance program. I used to tell the service manager that whatever happened to the vehicle was on him, as they would be the only ones to touch the car. The article was talking about four major maintenance innovations can be identified. 1. Descriptive maintenance, the most fundamental form of proactive maintenance that is based on records of historical maintenance data and observed failure events to identify what observed equipment failure has resulted in which specific maintenance measure. 2. Diagnostic maintenance, this approach additionally considers information about operating and system conditions to develop cause-effect relationships and to allow the clear identification of root causes leading to the ultimate system failure. 3. Predictive maintenance, as arguably the most discussed maintenance strategy in recent years, the focus here is on extending the knowledge about degradation mechanisms and extending the degradation propagation into the future to project system failures. Subsequently, this approach utilizes the knowledge discovery process and combines insights into the experienced degradation in the past with anticipated operating loads in the future in order to support a maintenance decision-making process. 4. Prescriptive maintenance, this approach will utilize the information about degradation projections and extend the scope of the maintenance decision-making process beyond the asset itself. Thus, by consideration of the surrounding ecosystem, a prescriptive maintenance strategy will allow a holistic analysis and optimization of maintenance measures. I found this to be rather appealing to me given the current state of our skills, technology and knowledge. We have many more talented people employed in the industry today than ever before. These employees are craving work that challenges their skills. We have progressed in very significant ways in the use of technology. Telematics, sensors, life cycle management, fault codes and many more. Finally, the knowledge that we have today about failure and how we can avoid it has taken the use of equipment to a completely different level. The OEM dealers have yet to realize the full potential of preventative maintenance programs. For the most part, this dilemma is caused by the labor providers not having sufficient numbers of technicians. OEM dealers as a rule sell equipment and the labor function for many is that area out back. The leaders are primarily from the sales or finance side of the world. Although intellectually they understand the importance of the labor function, but they don't understand how to lead it. Technicians need to have good working conditions. Technicians work either in a shop or on the road with a truck. The trucks need to be fitted out to match the skills required of the work to be done. This is not a one-size-fits-all business. The shops are easier. You know the C's of the equipment that you need to work on and you design a bay to allow that machine to be in a building. Typically, the labor function is performed on one shift. This shift is the typical 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with overtime filling in additional needs. Rarely are there two shifts. That is a much more difficult situation to manage. As a result, we don't do it. That makes the facilities per hour of labor very expensive. So, we don't have enough facility to serve the market. That truth shows itself in our market capture of the labor performed on our equipment. High market shares reach 35% while normally it is in the range of 15%. Customers have recognized this and have had to fend for themselves. At some point all labor was performed by the business or individual who created the prime product. Think about the original technician, the blacksmith. The blacksmith had a specific skill, strength. He created horseshoes and swords. He also maintained the products. During the 1950s, the range of equipment offered by an OEM dealer, whether in equipment or automobiles or engines, expanded dramatically. We added brands, Chevrolet, Buick, etc. tractors and loaders, etc. four-cylinder, six-cylinder, etc. and the rate of warranty failures increased dramatically. The dealers did not have sufficient technical resources to handle this increased labor requirement. Something was left behind. Maintenance. Conscientious customers were not able to have maintenance done at a dealer and as a result they hired their own technicians to do the maintenance work. Where did they get their technicians? From the OEM dealer, of course, which made matters worse. We went from a very high percentage of the maintenance work done by the authorized OEM dealer to a very low rate. Market capture of the maintenance work went down to between 5% and 15% of the maintenance labor hours put on capital equipment. Competition flourished. From what we called shade tree mechanics to contractor employed mechanics. That was acceptable to the OEM dealers as they were still able to sell machines, which after all what they were in place to do. The OEM themselves were pleased as they still sold machines, and don't forget the OEM doesn't make any money on dealer labor, so they didn't really care. Quite a situation we have put ourselves into, isn't it? Which brings me back to my list of four maintenance options. The first option is the primary approach that we take. The OEM gives us a list of things to do and we go out and do them. The contractor doesn't view it that way. They view maintenance as a drop fluids and replace filters. So, it isn't really that serious a situation. This, in a way, is the descriptive maintenance listed above. As the equipment became more complicated, things changed. We started to use oil sampling, we became aware of the extreme cost of repairs after failure, larger contractors started following the recommendations of the OEM for their maintenance. This was the beginning of the diagnostic maintenance from above. You have read in our blogs recently about the use of technology to track machinery at work. At the use of sensors to detect potential problems before they happen. This is the beginning of predictive maintenance. You have blogs from Bill Piles and Dale Hanna talking to this very issue. Yet we are extremely slow to adapt this extremely important function. We still sell equipment. We still operate on one shift. We still don't have enough bays. We still don't have sufficient variable levels of skills to match the work potential loads. We still don't understand that we need labor to make enough money to keep the dealer in business. The OEM still doesn't really care as they don't make any money on labor. The business doesn't really understand that the OEM dealer technician is the only one that is guaranteed to be using the authorized part. Not a will-fit part. Which brings me to prescriptive maintenance. In the 70s, a program was introduced that aimed at replacing equipment at an optimum time. The operating cost per hour statistics were in place and you could actually calculate the best time to change your machinery. This was first employed in the government area with motor graders and with cars in the rental business. We will make a machine available to you. We will charge you a monthly fee and we will replace your machine with a new one when the time is right. This has been quite a path we have followed, isn't it? How many of us has stuck on the first phase? I have a very serious point that I could like to make to you for your consideration. Have any of you used CarMax or TrueCar? You answer a series of questions and you spec are your machine your car. You tell them what you have to trade if there is one. They will give you a quote of the machine or the car and they will make an offer for your trade. They will even deliver the machine or car for a test drive. Some of the EV, electric vehicle, manufacturers are also now doing this for their markets. The dealer is nowhere in sight. This is a direct sale to the customer from the OEM. This is one view of the future. It does nothing for the dealer. Is this possibly your future? Maintenance is one of the most important tools available to guarantee your future survival. The time is now.